Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, June 19th, 2020. Reading from Luke chapter 18, verse 18. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Oh, an interesting question. I think one that we all need to ask, and hopefully we've found the answer in our Lord Jesus Christ, the one and true and only way to have eternal life secured for you, not because of anything we've done or anything that we've earned, all as a gift from God, not by works. None of us can boast, but we can boast in the Lord, and what a great Savior we serve. And I'm thinking, Jason, I know yesterday you participated or facilitated the family service for Skip Dovell, I guess the graveside service, and tomorrow you'll be officiating, and the singing men will be singing a couple songs. I think your church praise team will sing a couple songs, and we'll get an opportunity to grieve and yet rejoice that right now Skip, the Bear Chair Dovell, is receiving his eternal reward. And I talked a little about it on Monday, but I look forward to gathering with other like-minded believers, those of us that love Skip, and paying respects to his family, his daughters, other family members, and also that process of grieving through the loss and yet being reaffirmed in our faith that he has an eternity now with God, and we will see him again. So it's one of those emotional mixed blessings, a process that God will take us through, but you'll get to officiate. And you know, you were very good friends with Skip. He was an elder in your church, an Awana leader. I think you have said before, anytime the church door was open, whether it was a Bible study, a church meeting, some kind of gathering, Skip was there greeting people and assisting. And he has the answer to this, Luke 18:18, because he knows what eternal life is all about, because he knew and proclaimed Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a great passage, you know, to talk about in context to Skip. But, you know, it's really interesting. Skip came to me in January, just out of the blue, and he said, I really need to talk to you about my funeral and my arrangements for my funeral. And I said, "Skip, you're alive and kicking. Why are we having this conversation?" And he said, "Well, I just want to make sure it's all taken care of so Debbie and they don't have to worry about it." And I said, "Well, that's good. That's a good steward of, you know, your resources and, you know, just planning and making sure that's not a burden on your family." And so we had that discussion. So I said to him, I said, "Skip, well, what do you want me to talk about at your funeral? Is there anything special you want to make sure I talk about?" And Skip goes, and in very Skip fashion, he said, "I don't know. I won't be there."
Oh, geez.
But he said, you know, he did that thing where Skip would lean in and he would tilt his cap backwards, his John Deere cap backwards, and that told me that he meant business. And he said, "Just make sure you talk about Jesus." And that's one of the things that Skip was famous for. Skip would talk about Jesus at every turn. One of my fondest memories of Skip was I had been at the church for about 8 months, and it was Easter Sunday. And for this particular Easter Sunday, we weren't able to go to any family. I think that some of our family were traveling, and some of our family was unavailable. My in-laws came over. They went to church that morning, and after church, we went to the house that we were in prior to the one we're in now, and we had Easter dinner, and Skip said he didn't have anywhere to go for Easter, so he came over to the house. I actually think that he had other places to go, but he just weighed his options, because before he committed, he made sure he checked and saw what we were serving. And so when he found out we had the ham and the cheesy potatoes with the cornflakes on the top and all that, he committed to come over.
Yeah.
And so in our house, in the kitchen, we had our countertop. And if you stood behind the counter and you looked to the front, towards the front of the house, we had a big picture window where our kitchen table was. And you could see out to the front sidewalk. And I'll never forget, I was there and we're scooping out cheesy potatoes and getting a slice of ham. And Skip is loading his plate up. And there's this older gentleman who keeps walking by back and forth with a grandkid on a tricycle. And Skip looks out there and I hear Skip say, "I need to go tell that man about Jesus."
Huh.
And listen, in Christian circles, you hear people say stuff like that all the time, but rarely do they actually go do it. I turned around to talk to my wife or to talk to somebody else, and I looked back over, and Skip was gone. And I looked out the front picture window, and there he was talking to that gentleman, telling him about Jesus. So about 10, 15 minutes go by, and he comes back in his house, and he retrieves his plate. And I said, where were you, Skip? Did you go out and tell that guy about Jesus? He goes, well, I went out to go tell him about Jesus, but apparently he already knows, so I just let him know I was checking.
And I'm thinking the fact to sacrifice, I mean, I don't know, if somebody was like me, you're all excited to have that ham, the cheesy potatoes, you have it all laid out. I mean, that's the priority. And to sacrifice, to set that down, especially if you're hungry, and then to go out really is a commitment.
It really is. And, you know, when we had the graveside service, I shared, you know, what is very familiar text for being at a graveside service, the 23rd Psalm. And the 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And for a lot of us, you know, when we grieve a loss, you know, like our good friend Skip, and there's not anybody, I think, connected to the radio ministry who at some point didn't meet or run into Skip, because he was at every radio event setting up the risers and hauling the trailer and getting the singing men where they needed to go and helping get them all set up and torn down. And he was a staple in the radio ministry. I mean, we called him the bear chair. So when we walk through the valley, it's a sad time, because the valley is a place where we realize that we won't get to see Skip in this life again. And yet we have to just rest upon the fact that God, at the appropriate time, a time that God chose, he delivered Skip into his glorious presence. The Bible says in Jude 1:24, without blemish and with great joy. And we have to kind of rest in that and know that God is faithful, that if God is faithful every single day, unto the last day and into eternity. And when we read the 23rd Psalm, we have to realize that the Lord will carry us through those valleys. David was in a valley, and in that valley, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I love that David said, the Lord is my shepherd, because what was David when he was growing up? He was a shepherd. And so David took what he knew and he applied it in his relationship with God. He knew uniquely about what it meant to be a shepherd. And so he looked at God and he made connections to what he knew in this life to what he knew about God. And what's fascinating is that's what our brother Skip did, didn't it? I mean, what did Skip know how to do? Skip knew how to work with dirt. And so one of the things that Skip did is Skip got himself involved with all kinds of dirty people, all kinds of people who had all kinds of things going on in their lives and who needed desperately to hear about who Jesus was. And so God sent a guy who was an expert in dirt to get into the messy, dirty parts of these people's lives to tell them about Jesus. I'll never forget, Skip would come to me and he would tell me, I just hired this kid to come and help me move dirt. And I'd say, oh, really, man, tell me about him. So he'd start telling me, say, well, this kid has this thing going on in his life, and that thing going on in his life, and this thing going on in his life, and that thing going on in his life. And I'd say, Skip, you need a human resource manager, because I don't know if you should hire this kid.
Yeah.
And yet, this past week, as I took phone calls from all these different people who worked with Skip, all of them told me that they couldn't escape hearing the gospel from Skip, that was what Skip did constantly with them.
Yeah.
Skip got involved in their lives, and Skip shared the gospel with them and shared who Jesus Christ was. So just as David knew that the Lord was his shepherd because he knew uniquely and intimately what it meant for the duties and job of a shepherd, Skip, who was good at moving dirt, knew how to get in the messy parts of people's lives. And I love that David says that God is the shepherd, because Jesus said that he was the good shepherd. And what I love about the fact that David made these connections with who God is with his life being a shepherd, you know, Skip didn't try and be something that he wasn't. Skip just instead took what he knew and he used it to glorify the Lord. Skip used what he had and he used it to glorify the Lord. Skip didn't say, you know, like, if I could just learn more, I could really glorify the Lord. If I could just get this, I could really glorify the Lord. Skip said, I got a trailer. I'll glorify the Lord with that. Mm-hmm. I got a hitch on the back of my truck. I'll glorify the Lord by hauling the Singing Men trailer. I've got some free time. I can glorify the Lord by helping to set up the risers. You know, one of the things that Jerry and Donna Smith sent me a message this week and said, they said, Skip loved to help with the Singing Men of WGNN.
Yeah.
He told us routinely, I can't sing, but I sure can help.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he do? He pulled their trailer of equipment wherever they were having a concert. He didn't have to do it, but he loved doing it. He loved being a part of it in any way that God would have to use him to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what Skip was all about. However Skip could use what he had, he didn't need more. He just used what he had. He used himself, a pair of cowboy boots, a truck, and a trailer, and figured out how he could use that and leverage that for the glory of God. I heard so many stories this week about how Skip would go and take his trailer or his truck over and haul some hay for somebody, or take it over and haul some furniture for somebody, or take it over and have somebody be able to use it to do this or to do that. And everywhere, Skip took what he had, and he used it to glorify God.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this on Monday's program, but that's how he got the name the Bear Chair, because he was helping lug up all those teddy bears and Beanie Babies up to O'Hare. And I think one time we needed them there like a week early so they could go through customs and be scanned and checked for in case anything else got put in with them, a bomb or anything. You know, those were during the Intifada 1 and 2 when we were going over to Israel. And, you know, Skip drove up there and, you know, he was like the bear chair, you know, the chairman of looking after all these little teddy bears and Beanie Babies and counting them and bagging them and tagging them and all the things. Because we did that, like six different trips to Israel. And he was on two of the trips, and there was one time when we went into the West Bank, there was just four of us, and we were meeting with this Arab Christian, and because of the situation, we ended up getting delayed, and then we were running out of this, going through these checkpoints with our luggage, and the rest of our group had to board the bus and headed down towards the Dead Sea region, and so we're like, now what do we do? And so we were basically at this bus terminal in Jerusalem, it's midnight, everyone's speaking Hebrew, we're like trying to find somebody that can translate and what we need to do to get on a bus that will head south, and I don't know, it was after midnight, we finally got on a bus, and it was so full, there were even people laying along the, you know, the walkway in this bus. Anyways, we got down there at 3:30 or 4 in the morning, you know, pitch black, and we're trying to find out where our rooms are and such. But anyways, three of us, we had to sleep in. Skip, nope. When everyone woke up at like 6 or 6:30 to do this missions project, this humanitarian work, Skip was right up and didn't miss a beat and probably went on like 2 hours sleep, 2.5 hours of sleep. And, you know, but that's the kind of servant, like you said, he was, however he could help, and was filled with a lot of energy up until the end.
Yeah, and everything he did, he gave glory to God. You know, a guy who worked with him, guy who actually bought his company named Kyle, he called me this week and he said you just had to watch Skip work. The man was a Picasso with dirt. And he said every time that he complimented him, and Kyle said that he had thousands of acres that he owns, and Skip has probably dug a ditch or moved some dirt in every one of those thousands of acres. But he said every time he complimented Skip would say, well, God did that. God did that every single time. And so much so that Kyle said that, you know, Skip's life verse, you know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is his life verse. Because he said, I adopted that from Skip. I watched his faith in motion. I watched his faith in action. I watched Skip mess up, and I watched God make his path straight, take his crooked things and make them straight, just like that proverb said. And he said, the witness of Skip emboldened my faith. You know, and what's interesting is again, Skip used something so simple. He moved dirt, and that's what he used to glorify the Lord. And Skip told me once, he said, I was made from dirt and for dirt, and one day I'll return to the dirt. And it's Skip just used his life to glorify the Lord. And what I love about Skip the most, and if we could just have something that we really kind of hang our hat on, is Skip was stubborn. If anybody knew Skip, he was stubborn. But he was stubborn for the right things. I remember one time I was with him and we were looking at this classic picture, you know, Jesus with the lamb on his shoulder. And I looked over at Skip and I said, I said, you know that picture that everybody thinks is so cute and so nice, Jesus has a lamb on his shoulder. What really happened is that lamb was disobedient, and the shepherd had to go and dislocate that lamb's leg to teach it a lesson for wandering away and then carry it on his shoulders. And I'll never forget, Skip looked at that picture for a good long time, and then he said to me, he goes, that's me.
Hmm.
And I said, how so? And Skip said, I'm that stubborn sheep who spent more time on Jesus' back than on my own feet.
Hmm.
And Skip was uniquely aware of his rough edges, because we all have them. I mean, one of the things that we can tend to do when somebody passes away is sand off all of their rough edges and just talk about them as though they were perfect. But Skip wasn't perfect. But it was his rough edges that made him so absolutely lovable.
Hmm.
And Skip served as an elder in my church for, oh, wow, probably the last 6 years or so. And I was blessed by his wisdom, his candor, his love, his desire to help people. And in the time that he was an elder, 6 years, we probably prayed together hundreds of times.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that we prayed together, Skip would always, at some point in his prayer, say, Lord, I just can't thank you enough. You know, and many people, most of us, love to say, thank you, Lord. But Skip said, Lord, just telling you thank you isn't enough. Skip would say, Lord, I can't thank you enough. And one of the blessings of remembering Skip's life for us is that that determination, that stubbornness that Skip had, that he couldn't thank the Lord enough, and that's what moved Skip to serve the way he served, to love the way he loved, to sacrifice the way he sacrificed, to get no sleep and get up and go, to work a long day, go home, change his clothes, and then go out and spend the night serving with the singing men. That same tenacity, as we remember Skip, it makes us say to the Lord, Lord, we just can't thank you enough.
Mm-hmm.
We can't thank you enough for Skip's life, for the way it impacted us, the way we got to see the Lord working in and through Skip as a testimony of who he is. And so one of my prayers for all of us, as we remember Skip and we remember people just like Skip, is that we would come before the Lord and we would just say, Lord, I just can't thank you enough. And it's not my job to try and thank you enough. It's not a competition. I just want you to know that I'm so thankful.
And I'm thinking, Jason, the thankfulness of our Great News Radio listening family in all the different ways he served. But one way that maybe many listeners don't remember or don't know about, Skip was the one that for 2 straight weeks, he says, you got to meet our new pastor. You got to meet our new pastor. You're going to love this guy. He was like an old Jewel guy, so you have that in common. He has a heart for the Lord. He loves the scriptures. You got to meet him. You got to meet him. And he hounded me like 3 straight days. I said, okay, I'll be there
so
this Sunday.
So he's to blame for my friendship with you.
Yes. So he and I, we had many times after church service, and Larry Bunning many times would also join us. We'd go to the Texas Roadhouse, and we had this ritual, but he would brag you up. I don't know if you felt like he was a Barnabas for you, but he always used to say, I love how Jason declares God's word. Pastor Jason is so gifted. And he would say often, we're so fortunate to have Pastor Jason. He could be in a super bigger church. He could be doing this. And he's remained faithful with us. And I mean, Skip was a cheerleader for you. And that's a tribute to you also, Jason, because you declare God's word. You love God's word. But it was Skip that hounded me for a few weeks. You got to meet Jason. And, you know, basically after that Sunday service and talking with you afterwards, I think it was like 10 days later, you were doing the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends with me. Then that was the Wednesday and Friday edition and filling in. And so, you know, God was using Skip like early on even to have you and I come together, and then the various trips to Israel that you helped host and facilitate and taught at. And Skip was a big part of connecting so many different things together.
Yeah,
he will be missed. But as you have mentioned, he could say with clarity what this rich ruler was asking, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, Skip knew, not only knew the Lord Jesus Christ, but accepted him into his heart, asked the Lord Jesus to forgive him and receive that gift of eternal life that Jesus offers all of us when we recognize that we're sinners, we're fallen, and we need a Savior. and God and the Holy Spirit bring to our mind and heart that conviction that we need Jesus. We can't earn our way into heaven. And Skip had clarity of mind that Jesus was his Lord and Savior. I'm going to close out with a portion of It Is Well by the Singing Men of GNN, dedicating it to Skip and his family and all of us that can say it is well with our souls because we know the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those of you that want to join in on tomorrow's Celebration of Life service for Skip Dovell, it's at 10 a.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church of Mahomet, right on Riverbend Boulevard and Route 47 in Mahomet. Service begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Radio Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.